Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
That's right. Madonna, Madonna, Madonna. And so, you know, after the Grammys, I mean, we had more fun with the Ben Affleck memes just because, it was so noticeable, the face, because until Jennifer made the call to her manager and they called somebody.
In the control room.
all of our fun ended. They took away the fun. But I thought it was fun also that we got to know that she was obsessively checking her phone to see what people were saying.
Oh,
Jennifer. Lopez. Whoa, yeah. So the fun ended. Yeah, so the fun ended.
Oh,
but then towards the end, maybe it was 3/4 of the way through when Madonna came out on stage. She came from the back to introduce the performance of Sam Smith and Kim Petras. And, I was really taken aback by her writing crop Wednesday. What she wore, okay? I have come to peace with that. She's like a Khloe Kardashian, and she's changing out her head and her face and what she looks like every few months. And I'm just fine with it. And I even had a dream that she was spoofing and punking us all,
yes.
And she would show us.
Yes.
I never like her in severe clothes, but if you really look at Madonna, but people were vicious about her, and we talked a little bit on Monday. You know, you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't if you're a woman
and you're aging
which yeah. Everyone is aging, and if you're not lucky, then you're right. Going to die a beautiful corpse, but you're not going to get to be around. So
right.
Everyone deals with aging differently. And if you're a regular woman, it's difficult. If you're a famous celebrity, gorgeous person, you know, it's got to be 1,000 times even harder.
The pressure.
Yes. And just all of it, you mm-hmm. know, because the focus. And Madonna has always gotten crap about how she looked. And she's always played with all of her looks. She's had many, many looks. Her hippie thing, her disco thing. She's done that. That's the one thing we can count on her. So I did not like what she wore. That was what I was focused on. Mm-hmm. That I wish she'd shown cleavage. I don't like a short girl who wears a
high collar.
Yep, it's never, I'm always going to just be down on that look. And, you know, she seemed nervous to me, you know, and maybe she was nervous because she knew that she was going to, you know, she had her eyebrows bleached. She's wearing her hair not in the most flattering. She could be way prettier.
Of course she could.
And I think sometimes she just does this stuff because she is like, I'll just see how awful people will be. And they proved how awful, how malicious that they would be. But it's her choice on how she likes to look, how she likes to dress. To me, it was very much, I could see her girls telling her, dress like Wednesday.
Sure. Because the girls are like, what, 9 or 10?
They're 12.
Are they 12 now?
Yeah. Because to me, when I look at that whole outfit, it's like, it's Wednesday inspired. But anyway, Madonna went on Twitter and Instagram yesterday.
Yes, she did.
And she said, she blasted, and I loved it, I gotta say. And, you know, she blasted everybody. She said, instead of focusing on what I said in my speech, which is about giving thanks for the fearlessness of artists like Sam and Kim, many people chose to only talk about close-up photos of me taken with a long lens camera by a press photographer that would distort anyone's face. Well, that part, I mean, we all have eyes.
Yeah, we do.
So you don't need to blame
a long lens.
You know, and whatever. But, you know, that, okay, she said, once again, I'm caught in the glare of ageism and misogyny that permeates the world we live in, a world that refuses to celebrate women past the age of 45 and feels the need to punish her if she continues to be strong-willed, hardworking, and adventurous. And she said, I've been degraded by the media since the beginning of my career, but I understand this is all a test. I'm happy to do the trailblazing so all the women behind me can have an easier time in the years to come. And then she quoted Beyonce's Break My Soul. She looks forward to many more years of subversive behavior, pushing boundaries, standing up to the patriarchy, and most of all, enjoying my life. And to that, I say, here, flipping here, Madonna. Yeah. I like that she even addressed it because it's like that, you know.
Like she's owning it.
She's owning it.
Like, and I.
She did. I mean, she would have gotten so. If she had been a woman, imagine Madonna at 64. She never did Botox. She never did fillers. She never did any surgery. I mean, think of the crap she'd get about that.
Well,
think of that.
But she gets crap for a lot of other
reasons. She's always gotten crap for everything that she does.
You know, and I know, you have said, I wish she would take icon classes from Cher about. She just likes to be provocative, and that's what she does. That's what she does.
And I think it isn't for everybody. No.
But it is a reason for everyone, I guess, to get what is wrong with you. The thing that got me was like, I mean, I don't look as good as I used to. Who does when you keep aging? We're aging. I've got wrinkles in places. I don't want them.
But you and I are not Madonna. Okay.
Agreed. But I'm just saying, if someone took out and did, they literally had a screenshot where if you move your arrow from the young Madonna to the current Madonna, you can see her. This is a full page in the Daily Mail. They analyzed her facial structure. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would be so mortified that someone spent
that. She doesn't care about that because this has been the kind of stuff that she does. One of the refreshing things about Pamela Anderson's documentary is that she let everybody see her bare-faced, naked, very, you know,
Right in the beginning.
Yeah. And then you can see the, I mean, so... I don't know. I guess I'm glad that she said something about it. You know, I'm glad she called out people. And then, of course, you know, she gets on her Instagram and she's, you know, being all kinds of really, you know, like pretending like she's, you know, blowing somebody and tongue kissing with somebody and just kind of doing all this stuff. But it kind of is making me laugh because this is, I've just come to realize this is how she is going to be an icon. She is just going to be misbehaving her all the way to the end.
Yep.
And I just want her to get in good dancing shape for a celebration. Okay? That's all I want. I just want her to be able to have fun and dance because she did have problems on the Madam X.
She did.
But, you know, we didn't see that tour, but I feel like... I don't know if that one was more strenuous, if that had like more intricate dance something. She had a chair a lot.
She had a chair that she would use to dance and move on. Listen, whose bodies feel like they used to, you know, 5 years ago even? Right. So, once again,
Madonna's caught in the glare of ageism and misogyny.
There we go. It's time for random thoughts.
All right.
Hey, everybody. It's us. It's Lori and Julie. We're here. It's February. We need to find some fun things to do. And I'm telling you, Chan Hassen Dinner Theaters is your go-to for all things fun.
It really is. Now playing on the main stage is the Tony Award-winning musical, The Prom. This new Broadway show checks all the boxes. There's fantastic singing and dancing. It's a contemporary show based on a true story. And while it's a very funny show, it's also a really sweet story of acceptance that will bring you joy. We have our tickets. We're not going to miss it. The Prom.
Right. Coming up also, one night only, Monday, March 13th, is Kicking It Irish featuring the O'Shea Irish Dancers. It's a fun time for the whole family. How about concerts, tributes to Cat Stevens, Rod Stewart, Joe Cocker, and so many more. And for laughs,
of course, Stevie Ray's Comedy Cabaret every Friday and Saturday. Visit ChanhassenDT.com. Chan Hassen Dinner Theaters, always entertaining.
Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, here we go. Some random mess coming up. Okay, so the NBA All-Star Game is later this month. And Oreo Cookies, who's a sponsor of the NBA League, is creating limited edition cookies for each team. I think this would be kind of fun if your kids like basketball, because they're going to be frosted. Grant posted these on the Lori and Julia show page. But they're going to be Oreos, but they're frosted Oreos. And then they're going to have the team colors and logo on it. I kind of think that's kind of clever, don't you?
Yeah.
So... I think that is kind of something fun in food news and other food news.
But it will only be the people who are in it?
No, it's all of them because everyone's in the All-Star game.
Oh, okay.
It'll be regional.
Yeah, and the biggest thing I'm thinking that I noticed from the pictures is there's like little sprinkles in there.
It looks...
Little addition that I might like to that
Oreo. Those things get caught in the cracks of my cheek, those little things.
Mm. Oh,
You like those sprinkles?
Not the real hard ones, but the soft ones that are on like a Long John, yes, but not the hard ones.
These cookies look like damn hockey pucks. They look like frosted hockey pucks.
They look like frosted Oreos.
They look good.
They're going to be good. I think
so, too. $39.95, not including delivery?
Oh, no. No. Are you kidding me?
12 cookies for $40.
That's called licensing fees by the NBA. If you want to use
it. So that's only for super fans. Okay. $40 for 12 cookies.
I didn't look how much they were. Yeah. That is hysterical.
Can you imagine?
Damn.
That's like more than gas for a gallon.
All right, never mind.
Yeah.
Never.
Still very cool idea.
Yeah, I think so, too. According to Consumer Reports, they have done a survey with like 300,000 auto car owners, some like a ridiculously large number. And they found...
Ridiculously? I like that word.
What did
ridiculously.
Did I say that?
Yeah. That's not even a word!
Well, what's new? 300,000 car and truck owners, and they revealed the vehicles that proved to be the most satisfying, most satisfying car. We're going back to car. What do you think it is, Grant?
Something with a big back seat.
Ooh, I would say probably a luxury car, Audi.
No, a Corvette. Oh. 94% of customers say they would happily buy it again.
Oh.
It's such a low percentage of people that buy them in the first place.
Maybe, but I always wanted a Corvette. That's a Corvette or a Mustang, but a Corvette.
Mustang more. Corvettes used to have a little. I had a stepdad who had a Corvette.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he had the Stingray back, like the 1976 Stingray.
Sweet.
Oh, it was the good years, but it sounded good, but you sit so low.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was going through something in my 40s, and the second car is a Porsche. The Porsche 911.
Both of these cars are club cars.
Yeah, they are.
Which makes sense that like you would be obviously more willing to rebuy again. Because people who buy these usually tend to
be in the club.
Right. In the club for that particular car.
And there was a Porsche, a used Porsche at the dealership. And I thought, when I was turning in the minivan.
Yeah.
And I ended up with a Prius. But test drive a Porsche, which was just as impractical for a family of four.
Right.
But I could barely reach. The seats won't go up far enough for short people.
Right.
So, but that's the second car. So I don't know.
Cool.
I do love that Consumer Reports.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot.
Is this starting from the subscription that Kay, remember the year Casey gave
everyone? Casey gave it to all of us.
Casey, when you're like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, gave everyone a subscription to Consumer Reports.
That's not bad, actually.
It isn't. And actually how your husband, my brother, is saved as a contact, is his email address and his Consumer Reports password.
Oh.
I mean, because I'll tell, I'm driving.
Because after the first year, you're like, I don't need to renew this.
No, it's so funny because I'm driving and I'm like, call Casey, our last name. And it's like, you mean Casey Bargini at blank, blank, blank.
Consumer
Reports. Yep. I mean, sir, it's so funny. And I'm like, yep, that's the one.
That's
the only one in there. If you are wanting to, if you like pizza, Papa John's is doing their heart-shaped pizzas again this year.
Mm.
Remember one year someone sent us a gigantic heart pizza?
It was a place in like Maplewood that did giant, and it wasn't Tony's.
I can't remember. But it was the biggest pizza.
And it was so.
And it was cheese. Huge. Yeah, it was funny.
Well, this is the time of the day. We're always hungry.
Yeah.
We always start talking about food and we're hungry.
I had a slice of cheeseburger pizza today from downstairs.
Not bad.
My mom used to always make a cheeseburger pizza.
I had never even heard about it until Jax made it one year.
Really?
Yeah, I think, it was just
what a great
idea.
There
wasn't a lot of money. And so my mom would just do the pizza dough and then the hamburger and then the sauce and cheese. And we just thought it was heaven.
Oh, yeah.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Those are good.
They are
good. And the
good.
Mexican pizzas, those are good too. Oh gosh, yummy. All right, again, Grant.
We're going down the hill.
All right, so Tinder is making it easier to avoid coming across your boss, your ex. This is good. So they've announced some new features that will allow you to block someone's profile. Previously, you couldn't block someone out until you matched with them. So you knew they were out there on it, and you would never know if you were going to match, and it would be scary that, A, they could see you, and, B, you could see them.
Right.
So now you can upfront do that. Another way, which was a paid extra, was you could go into this incognito mode where you could, you know, just look at who you wanted to look at and they couldn't see you. But this is upfront. So
I like
that's
that.
kind of nice for people.
It's like preemptive, yeah. So
it's a little preemptive strike there.
I like it.
You'll take it. Let's see. What else do I have here?
I have no idea.
MILF Manor. Jason came into our in our double wide today and said we must watch MILF Manor.
You guys haven't watched it?
No.
I haven't.
I'm going to.
It's on TLC. It's the best part about it.
I have it on the DVR.
Oh, gosh. The mother-son combo aspect of it is juicy. It's everything Real Housewives. I mean, I've watched a few episodes of Real Housewives, but it's all the drama you need. All great conversations, great perspectives from these women and how they feel and what they want to do.
But yeah, the whole idea of being with a group of women and then their sons and then the sons sleeping with all, different people's the moms.
I actually think, now that I think about this, I can't watch this.
This would gross me out. Like if you went on a show
with my kids.
That's what the premise is, Julia. Oh, no. It's like women in their late 40s, early 50s, and then their sons, and then the boys being attracted to.
It makes
it weird, but like I said, there are some really interesting conversations where, like, you get to just.
You go to reality shows for interesting conversations.
Let's qualify what you mean by interesting. I don't want to say funny, but it's got to be. You know, the producers are doing a really good job of setting up some interesting positions for these women and young men. Yeah. It's worth the watch.
Is anyone having sex yet with the MILF? Is there
okay,
some
I
MILF-y?
Can't watch it. La, 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 la. La, la, la. Grant, I can't believe you can.
Well, I don't have any kids.
Does Victoria watch it?
No. No. Mom is not watching that one. But Lily and I, we'll get a good laugh out of it. Like
I need to.
This is right up your alley, Lori.
Of course it is.
Everything is. All right. Well, I have so much more, but look at the time.
Yeah.
Look at the time.
Grant, tell us what's happening. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for MSP Airport and MSPAirport.com, where we think you should go early and start your vacation off early at the airport.
We love starting our trip early and getting there early. Plus, I don't want to be worried. You never know what time of the day, what it's looking like. That's why I always say follow MSP on all their socials, just MSP Airport, like so you can find up to the date. Minute, what's going on? But also, they have a. We love the pre-book parking.
Pre-book parking up to 12 hours before you leave, and you can have a guaranteed spot. You save $2 per day. You get a QR code. It's easy to get in with your QR code. They've got an expedited lane coming out.
Don't forget the pre-book parkers can zip out, and the quick ride ramp is reopened January 1st, because that was basically shut down for a couple years. So. It offers the convenience of being on site, but value, your best
value. MSPAirport.com. Get to the airport early. Enjoy yourself before you go.
Well, thank goodness I have Brittany to chat with, because Julia, the Real Housewives of New Jersey season 13 premiere came back. It gave me hope. It gave me hope. It was, even though it was new dogs, meaning a couple new housewives and some old tricks, it was just after the heaviness of Salt Lake City and Beverly Hills and even New York.
Oh, please.
And even, yeah. You know, I mean, it just, I was just like, when you start with an 80s roller skating party, you know you're back. You know, an 80s party. Anyway, it was... We have a regular cast. We have two new girls. We have Danielle, who describes herself as a Staten Island Jersey girl. She's like 32. She's younger than the people in Vanderpump's.
Oh, wow.
Rules. Wow. Yeah. And Frankie's got a new girlfriend, Dolores's, you know, ex, who they've got a great relationship. I was just so happy, even though the old crap, meaning Teresa and her brother Joe and then Melissa. Joe's wife Melissa, is basically some of these people haven't talked since the reunion.
I just
almost a year ago. Yeah, so yeah. That is the same old stuff. But Teresa apologized to Marge.
Margaret? You know,
Margaret.
Yeah. Yes. I tuned in because I said I would.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't tape it. And when I was tuning in, it was when Margaret was coming over to Teresa's house with her husband and they were going to apologize.
Yeah. And Teresa at the 80s roller skating party, she says to Margaret, I want you to invite, I just love Margaret. She's so funny. She said, I want to invite you over to my house. And Margaret said, why? She goes, why? So you can bury me in your backyard.
I love that.
She's very fast with the zingers.
Yep.
And it was like, Teresa was chewing glass to get that apology. Oh, did you notice how difficult it was?
And her new husband said, you know, like almost kicked her.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's painful. And she was in an outfit that the Barbie doll wore in 1972 with the cutouts.
Teresa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That outfit was hysterical.
It was.
Did
you see the shirtless calendar shoot? We were talking about that yesterday. Did you see any of that?
No.
They had a shirtless calendar shoot hosted at Margaret's where all of the New Jersey men and the Real Housewives of New Jersey has always been the most complete set of husbands always being involved in the show.
There's a story on this today in Vulture about the husbands of the housewives.
Yes, and New Jersey's the strongest.
Yeah.
And so... anyway, everyone was glazed up like a Krispy Kreme donut. And Margaret's husband, you know, who's kind of got a big tummy. He's got a vest on, no shirt on, a Harley. Evan, who's married to the lady Jackie, who's now been demoted to friend of.
Okay.
He is so buff, though.
Is that a friend of the show?
Yeah, friend of the show.
I love that.
Is Jacqueline Laurenta still on her?
No, she hasn't been on for a long time. Okay. But Jackie, you know, has like a lot of... I think it got to be too much for her, but... Anyway, it was fun to watch the photo, the cheesy photo shoot. And Dolores had a couple of good lines. She said about Frank's new girlfriend.
Her exes.
Yeah. And they like are very, very close. Dolores and Frank. Okay. And they've got the two kids. About their 25 age gap, she said, some of my dogs are older than Frank's new girlfriend.
Love that. That's a good line.
And then Teresa's new mother-in-law had a line that I think we might all want to steal because Teresa's celebrating a 50th birthday party. And Teresa's mother-in-law says, it's just a number and mine's unlisted.
Okay, that's hysterical.
That's beautiful.
That's hysterical. Well
so said. Let's use that. So see all these gifts that came out of New Jersey. We saw, you know, met a new housewives that I just fell head over heels for, Danielle. She's crazy about her husband. Her two little kids, she used to be a competitive...
Bodybuilder.
And Lori Frank was her trainer. And so is the other housewife. Her name, I can't remember what her name is, but she also was a bodybuilder. So I hope we got flashbacks of like some, you know, pictures of that whole, you know, world. And anyway, so I thought it was quite fun. Now, my only concern, and I meant to share this with Brittany today about the Real Housewives of New Jersey, is I do not want this whole season to be, hi, I'm looking for a storyline-itis that Melissa and Joe and Teresa not speaking, not fighting,
uncomfortable.
Yeah, that goes on for the whole season. I'm sure it must, because I'll bet you anything it ends with Teresa's wedding.
Oh, this was all shot already. Duh.
Yeah.
Okay, Isaac Mizrahi.
Because they're not married yet. You know, when the season started, she and Louis are living together. We're leading up to the wedding, but they've moved in together and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So
I'm not going to watch it.
Okay.
I'm just going to.
You're missing out.
No, I'm going to miss out.
Okay.
I tried.
You didn't try.
I did.
No, you didn't try.
How about getting yelled at?
No.
I'm getting yelled at.
Okay, watching the last 10 minutes.
You lie.
The last
you did
minutes.
Not give it enough.
Because you didn't even DVR it, for heaven's sake. That's not trying. Well, okay, but trying is DVRing it and then watching.
Oh, now we've got trying definitions.
Yes, Julia.
And it's more than, 5 minutes if you're trying? Is that define trying?
Yes, it's like trying a TV show. You can't just watch one episode.
You
got to
give it three episodes at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least three. That's when everything starts to get juicy.
Oh, my word.
Anyway.
Oh, my word.
Well, you're in timeout for watching it.
I mean, you know, Dolores, you know, she...
Let me just stop for a second.
Okay.
Because she was on Watch What Happens Next.
Yes.
Okay, so
looking great.
Okay, and I don't know what she looked like before.
But I mean,
she looked great.
This is the one Wendy Williams would always call her Black Dolores. When she would talk about Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives.
Why would she call her that?
Because she gets so tan, and Wendy thought that she could refer, she would always call her that, and in fact, she would be on the show.
Here's what, just if you never watch The Housewives, it is a boobaplanza.
A boobapalooza.
Mm-hmm. And that is like, I've never... And so I'm watching Dolores in her pretty dress.
That dress was gorge.
Isaac Mizrahi last night, and he was funny.
He was funny.
He was very funny, and he was asked about Teresa's hair. How did you like Teresa's hair at the wedding? Because we remember she had like 125 pounds of extra hair put in.
$7,500 for that hair.
But in like...
So Jersey.
And like weighed 300 pounds. And he goes, what is the saying? The closer, the higher they are, the closer to God.
Yeah.
He came up with something clever, not to diss anybody.
Yeah, yeah. You could tell he hated it. Absolutely.
But he did a good job, I thought.
Yeah. Her, you know, Teresa, maybe because, maybe it's just a Jersey thing too, but like some of the stuff that she thinks is great, you're just like going, wow, yeah.
I think it's a Jersey thing.
It's a Jersey thing, yeah. It is.
I think there's a lot of things that are Jersey things.
Yeah, right.
You know, I don't know what it is, but anyway, mm-hmm. I'll give it 7 minutes next week.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even try. Are you going to watch this? Are you going to watch David Schwimmer? He's on Celebrity Bake Off. You know, I like that Bake Off.
No.
You don't even try, Lori. I'm going to start talking about the icing and the cake and how delicious it was and the lines that they said about critiquing the cake. That cake is so moist, but it could have more egg.
We don't like
but
talk
I watch
about food
all those
shows.
I watch them.
I don't believe that you really do.
Oh. I like the Bake Off.
Okay.
I do like the
Great Off. British Bake Off. Is this what he's on?
Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of cute with David Schwimmer.
All right.
I mean, so
I haven't seen him do anything in a long time. Really. It'll be fun to get him back on the camera.
I like him. Yeah. And it's going to be, it's a celebrity. So it's different celebrities. I don't know any of the other ones. So they're very DNF.
Light.
It's celebrity light. But I think that'd be kind of good because I think he's fun.
Okay, let me give you some casting news that's a little bit more exciting. Okay.
We're going to go back to nuts and bolts.
No. This one.
Sharon Stone got a job.
No. Nicole Kidman and Jamie Lee Curtis are going to star in the Kay Scarpetta series, which is Patricia Cornwell.
Yes.
It's going to be at Amazon. Nicole Kidman will play Kay Scarpetta, and Jamie Lee Curtis will play her sister, Dorothy.
It's going to be fabulous.
It's going to be a 2-season, 16-episode show.
And I think Nicole Kidman is producing this.
I think so. Yeah. And there's over 20 books that Kay Scarpetta... I've read, probably
read
half of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had read this today, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, that's kind of exciting.
Very.
These two ladies. And then Colman Domingo, which... He plays Rue's sober coach, if you will, or whatever you call it, sponsor in Euphoria.
Yeah.
He was in Fear of the Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
He played Candyman, if Beals, just a handsome snack of a man.
He really is.
He's going to be in this 8-episode thriller called The Madness, which is coming from the guy who gave us The Laramie Project. It's a conspiracy thriller.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so
Show me his picture.
He's hot. You know who he is.
He's hot.
And then Hugh Laurie is going to come aboard the third season of Tehran, which that's on Apple Plus. That's a good show.
I watched the first season, but I didn't do the second, and I don't think I can remember anything.
Remember, she's the Mossad agent who, at the airport, she flies in as a flight attendant. Yeah,
yes, but
all
I can't
recover.
Yeah,
she's kind of trapped there.
That's what I remember. Yeah, but this has been. I feel like that's been out for years. It was one of the first Apple shows.
It has been slow between seasons. Glenn Close was in the second one, and I did watch that. It's just, it's like been a year between each season.
And there's three out, but they've renewed it for a fourth?
No, there's two out.
And they've renewed it for the third, and this person's adding...
Hugh Laurie from House.
From House. Oh, I love Hugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, what a show, House.
Yeah, so anyway, but we don't have a date, but yeah, the second season is real good, but you could just wait and watch it when it's going to drop. But that is a good show on Apple Plus.
Right.
All right, listen, when we... Go, we're going to Hollywood speak. We want this guy really wants us to know there's nothing to see here. Lori and Julia here for Ann Tressler and her team at Tressler Law.
We've asked Ann to provide us with some tips for people who are going through divorce. One of her tips is to do your homework. Ann, what do you mean by that?
When you're going through a divorce proceeding, I tell my clients to remember that knowledge is power. Start by gaining all the basic understanding of your financial situation. Everything from your bank accounts, your retirement accounts, your investment accounts. If you own businesses, start gathering that information. The more information you can relay to your attorney, the better. This is the one thing you can do to prepare for this process. Also, do your homework when you're hiring your attorney. Find someone who is a knowledgeable resource and focuses solely on family law. Make sure you trust and like your attorney. They will be the one guiding you through this process, and you want to be able to work well together.
And this is why you guys offer the free divorce one-hour consultation.
The more we can educate you and help you understand the process, the more you're going to feel control, the more you're going to feel empowered. And when it comes to knowing your attorney, this way you're going to get to know us.
To learn more or schedule your free one-hour divorce consultation, visit TresslerLaw.com or MyTalk keyword divorce.
All right, we're going to start light and easy, Julia. Yesterday when we got the news that Barbara Streisand's upcoming memoir, My Name is Barbara, would be out in November, Lea Michele captioned a TikTok that said, she's holding up the book, 265 days to learn to read.
I thought it was cute.
See,
I
she's trolling herself.
I thought great that story. Was darling.
Yeah.
I thought that was darling.
This is the way to do it. This is how you do
because
that.
That was the thing
that she didn't know how to read.
She doesn't know how to read. And people were making fun of her. I absolutely love that she did that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the other person who was getting a lot, we didn't even get to it yesterday because we were just like, okay, Leo went to a party, standard, check. There were a lot of 19, 20-year-old models around. Okay, check, check. One of these models was sitting next to him, check. Okay, maybe they're dating. That's standard for Leo. The PP posse is checking her out. Everyone assumed they're dating. You know, we're just like, okay, I just took it like, maybe he is. And he's always around 19, 20-year-old
models.
Yes,
he is.
You know, but, he got so clowned on social media, mostly because the Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey from The Last of Us. So he and his co-star
show that everyone's watching.
Yeah, Pedro and Bella are the same age that Leo and this model.
Right. Would be.
Would be.
The age difference.
They are.
Yeah.
And so he was clowned on social media, like for a good part of the day. He even went past Ben Affleck and, you know, Madonna. And, you know, because they were still trending yesterday. So anyway, sources running to TMZ want us to know that nothing is going on here. They are not dating, is what
so
they
are.
Source close to Leo, his publicist, Tells us, despite a photo showing Eden and Leo sitting next to each other, they are not dating and they are not a couple whatsoever. Our source says Leo and Eden just happened to have been seated next to each other at the party and were hanging in the same group. Our source makes it clear, just because Leo might be talking to or sitting with a girl doesn't mean he's dating her.
Love it. That means they're worried about his reputation.
And there's absolutely something going on there. And but yes, they are at the end of all of it. Julia, I think you're right. I think the fact that they put, because he for sure is dating her. She took down her Instagram today.
Because she was getting so much abuse.
Yeah. There's absolutely the fact that they even addressed it. They're like, they're like Buckingham Palace. They only address something when it's true. And I think the effect this has on his image and his reputation,
well, it's
the way
gross.
He's perceived as the culture. Now he's becoming the joke.
Yes.
Yeah. The joke.
He's the joke.
The punchline, maybe even a creep.
Well, that's, he's 50.
He's 48.
And she's 19.
She's 19.
I'm sorry.
So like, you know, Leo's last girlfriend, you know, says to his new girlfriend, hold my beer. And she says, I can't.
It's right. Because, not for 3 years. 3 years, right. So I can get into it.
Yeah.
I guess, though, at some point,
there's a little worry with his team. Because they had two of sources close to Leo going to TMZ and Page Six to say that nothing is happening there. I mean,
he's starting to sound like a creepy old man.
Yeah.
Starting?
Yeah. Well, all right. Mm-hmm. All right,
he is.
It's kind of been the known joke, but when 19...
It's now the mild concern. It's not a DEFCON situation, but I think that they are...
What does this say about him? Is he have arrested development or something?
Is he going to be bullied into dating a 30-year-old, Julia? We've got to put a stop to this.
I mean, I'm curious, but I mean, really, who was the dirty old man that we knew that always dated just young women? I'm trying to think of someone. Jack Nicholson didn't. He dated women his age.
He did. He did.
I'm trying to think of someone else who kind of...
Leo, I don't know. I mean, Leo is saying to his people today, don't you understand? My bajingo will die if I touch anybody who's 30.
Apparently.
Yeah. I simply can't. I just can't. You know, I can't do it. I mean, I'm certain there's something happening, and I'm certain that they are going to tell him. And that's why she took down her Instagram account. I just think they're now the mild worry is maybe just up a notch. Mm-hmm. Because now... He doesn't maybe realize that, you know, he's...
He looks like such a creep.
Kind of.
Shaded.
Like, Will, like, you know, I don't know.
He looks like a creep.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, if I had a 19...
She was 12 when The Revenant came out.
Yeah.
If she was my daughter...
We can't play that game, though.
Yeah. No,
She was not even born when Catch Me If You Can came out, which was such a hot Leo.
Yes, that's a deadly game you don't want to play.
And with Leo's publicist making a point that saying that Leo and Eden were hanging out in the same group. I mean, they're called the Kitty Posse, and he does have arrested development in that, he's not... I don't know. I just think, I don't know how his people are going to handle him on this, but I think they're just slightly worried about the effect on his image and reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. They don't want an official rollout on this girl. And you know what? He probably likes that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, dear. Okay, here's one.
So we know for sure they're together.
All right. Here's one. Aaron Rodgers will do a 4-day darkness retreat to decide his NFL future.
He's not deciding a damn thing. The Green Bay Packers are going to decide his future.
Thank you for the Hollywood sports speak on that. Because I had no idea.
Is he just getting in front of the story then, Grant?
Yes, he thinks he can be traded wherever he wants. He is still under the control of the Green Bay Packers. They owe him a lot of money. They owe the cap a lot of money, which is another conversation. There's no way... The Green Bay Packers are in control of his fate at this point, but he's going to do everything he can to try to tell everybody that he has control of it, because that's the way he is.
Like,
he's in control of everything.
Yeah, but he isn't.
No, he's not. This is all in determination by the Green Bay
Packers. Okay, good. That was so easy.
I loved it, Grant. Sports Hollywood.
How about this one, Julia? Amy Robach proudly shows off her $650 David Yurman promise ring in on a necklace around her neck from TJ Holmes because it hasn't been sized yet. You know what
it looked like? It looked like a little heart that you would get for Valentine's Day.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He bought her a ring.
He went into Tiffany's.
And a $350 Tiffany chain. He's so cheap. I mean,
take your time, bro.
And a promise ring, and you guys have blown up your careers, and this is all.
I'm telling you,
a promise ring. You two are 50 years old.
I'm telling you, Lori. She's just. This is going to end in tears. I feel for her though. Oh, I just feel for her in a way. Her whole life.
Perimenopause.
Oh, I feel for her. I'm sorry, Amy. And it's so out loud. And it was so much money. And you're putting all your money in the pocket of this man who's putting his hands in everyone else's pockets and has for years.
Oh, I know. People were going. The story from The Cut yesterday, in fact, it kind of inspired Vintage Scandals because basically it was like, if you're horny, get a job at ABC.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's been a history of this happening. I'd forgotten about this one scandalous thing that already happened at ABC. Quite a while ago. Yeah. I don't know if you know what it is, but anyway, Tom Cruise will delay work on new Mission Impossible film to go to the Chubbly.
Oh, is he invited?
King Charles coronation, hereby known as the Chubbly.
When is it going to be, Lori?
It's on May 6th.
Yeah. They postponed it out, right?
Yeah. It's on May 6th.
May 6th.
All right, what are the odds Harry and Meghan go?
I think Charles is going to put his foot down with William to stop being a baby about Harry, that they did, in fact, let their brother and son down by not stepping up because people know he's a distant father.
Oh,
he does not want his two boys not to be there. He's going to make that happen. He's going to have to make William, though, going to have to eat some crow.
All right, there we go. You heard it here first. I'm writing it all down.
Okay.
Whatever today's date is, too. We'll be back.